As Vermonters get in line for the COVID-19 vaccine, the governor's decision to prioritize ski patrollers ahead of teachers and grocery clerks has angered some people. But the men and women who provide slopeside care for injured skiers and snowboarders are highly trained first responders. Most are licensed emergency medical technicians with additional outdoor emergency care training. Most are also volunteers, and Vermont's $1.6 billion ski industry could not operate without them. With thousands of people flocking to the slopes from states with high rates of infection for COVID-19, Vermont's 1,300 registered ski patrollers, like everyone else, have had to figure out how to do their job safely, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Good morning, Jen.
How are you?
Good.
It's not quite 8 a.m., and just below the gondola at Stratton Mountain, about 20 ski patrollers, all wearing bright red, are getting ready to start their shift.
All right, everybody!
Normally, this group would gather indoors in the warmth of the first aid room. But because of the pandemic, Patrol Director Chris Schilling briefs them outside.
What, am I missing something? Why are there so many of you here today? I'm grateful to see you all here. This is awesome.
According to National Ski Patrol data, the average age of patrollers is over 50, and most are volunteers. At Stratton, a third of their volunteer patrollers chose not to work this year because of health concerns, so today's turnout is welcome. Nationwide, ski patrollers who do get paid are among the lowest paid workers in the country. Most earn close to minimum wage with no benefits. Because of the pandemic, resorts across Vermont have seen patrols shrink this year, and many have had to hire new recruits to compensate.
Okay, a couple things going on. Let's see here. Going to shoot right down this real quick.
During this recent Friday meeting, patrollers hear what trails have been groomed, what, if any, problems snowmakers have reported, and what to expect weather-wise. Today's forecast is calling for 6 to 12 inches of new snow.
So that's good news.
Yeah. So guys, just a reminder, PPE all the time, right? Anytime you're with a guest, anytime you're having interaction, base area, summit, on the hill, we make sure you have the PPE. We have lots located at the summit.
Nearby towns like Manchester and Windhall are experiencing higher rates of infection right now. So are other ski towns like Killington and Dover. Ski resorts, in consultation with state health officials, are taking extensive measures to keep visitors, employees, host towns, and ski patrollers safe. But it's not always enough. Last month, Hunter Mountain, a ski area in New York, had to close for 3 days after members of its ski patrol got COVID-19. Patrollers at Stratton were buzzing about it.
People weren't wearing their masks in the base the other day, Wednesday. And I said, we want to all stay open, don't we? I said, please put your mask on. And they said, why? What's the big deal? I said, you know what happened to Hunter Mountain? They had to shut down.
Josh, you want to do Janeway, West East Meadow, Lower Wanderer?
Josh Rosenblum has offered to let me ski along for the morning. He's been a paid patroller at Stratton for 19 years. He's also a physician assistant in nearby Townsend.
We're going to go right through the wind fence past the gondola.
I'll follow you.
All righty.
Overall, skier traffic is down because of the state's public health guidelines, and Rosenblum says there seem to be fewer injuries because of that. We don't see any on the runs we take. I keep up, but my skiing is awkward with a microphone in one hand and my digital recorder in the other. My gear starts to act sluggish in the cold.
You need me to hold anything?
No, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to keep my recorder warm.
Yeah, yeah. So you can see just with your equipment in the cold, what it's like for us in the cold, just trying to do some of the PPE. You know, the masks get wet, they're not as effective. There's no way to wear a face shield as you're skiing. I mean, luckily we have goggles.
Rosenblum says he's had COVID already. He got it last March after a ski trip out west. He's also been vaccinated, something he's grateful for. So he's not personally worried about getting sick while patrolling. But he says there's still a lot we don't know about how the virus spreads. He's wearing a regular mask as we talk. If he'd have to stop for an injured skier, he says he'd switch to an N95 mask, like those worn in hospitals.
And it's difficult to, because you got to take your helmet off to get them on. So you come across a wreck on the trail, and you have to take a minute and kind of step back and suit up. And it's been a bit of a learning process for us.
291.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right.
How can I help?
A few hours later, outside Stratton's first aid clinic, a skier who injured his leg the day before is checking to make sure it's not broken.
Let me ask you some questions, all right?
Questions like where the skier is from, if he quarantined, and if he's feeling any COVID-like symptoms. All of this happens outside the clinic's sliding glass doors.
Well, come on in. Unfortunately, you can't come with him.
All right.
Okay?
So I'll just go back to the car.
The skier's friend has to stay outside. She heads to her car to warm up. Kevin Glassman, a longtime volunteer patroller, stands nearby. Glassman is an anesthesiologist in New York. He's got a ski home in Manchester. He can patrol in Vermont as an essential worker. But since he doesn't live in the state full-time, he's not allowed in the first aid clinic either. He also can't use the ski patrol locker room this year, which he admits makes patrolling a lot less comfortable. But he loves to ski and says to ensure resorts stay open, following pandemic protocols is critical.
Your background, the other job that you have, you've intubated, you've seen the ravages of COVID.
Up close and unfortunately far too many.
Does that make you more leery patrolling this year?
It doesn't make me more leery. It just makes me way more defensive about my own safety and the safety of everybody else that's here.
Glassman hasn't had COVID yet, which amazes him. And he's grateful that he's gotten his second dose of the vaccine. Most skiers at the resort are wearing masks and practicing social distancing, he tells me. But he admits he has a very low threshold for anyone who's not. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.